on the side of occasion, I stand before you, not only as a prime minister, but as a woman and as a mother.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto addressing the opening session of the Fourth World Conference on Women on Monday in Beijing.
A woman sensitive to the obstacles to justice and full participation that still stands before women in almost every society on earth.
It is social taboos and not Islam which give women a second-class status, Benazir Bhutto told participants to the Fourth World Conference on Women. Mrs. Bhutto also emphasized primary education for girls as key to eliminating illiteracy, pointing out that this was an area her government was concentrating on. This included training more women teachers, as well as opening up employment avenues for women. In that context, Mrs. Bhutto affirmed her belief that a woman cannot control her own life and make her own choices without financial independence.
And a woman cannot have financial independence if she cannot work. The discrimination against women can only begin to erode when women are educated and when women are employed. If my father had not educated me or left me with independent financial means, I would not have been able to sustain myself alone, to struggle against tyranny, or today to stand here before you as a special guest speaker.
Financial independence for women, education for girls, and affirmative action, especially in politics, were also elements stressed by another high-ranking woman. Uganda's Vice President, Sapiosa Wandera Katigwe, in her keynote address. Affirmative action in Uganda, she said, had resulted in 6 female ministers and 5 judges in the High Court who were women. Women now hold 16% of the seats in Parliament and 19% of the membership of Uganda's Constituent Assembly, which is putting the finishing touches on a new constitution guaranteeing women's human rights. One of the fundamental rights, Uganda's Vice President said, was education.
The most crucial area is that of functional literacy for the woman in the developing world. To make an illiterate woman history, we must make sure the culture is guaranteed relevant education with people and skills necessary for survival in this competitive world. This is an area where we women in Africa believe that more money should be channeled. Without education, there will be perpetual poverty. Without educating a woman, you have half the country illiterate and you cannot move forward.
The 10-day conference is debating a document that has as one of its areas of concern the economic disparity between women and men, and the need to guarantee equal pay for work of equal value. Put very simply, Vice President Katigwe called not only for more women in power and education for girls, but also more money in the hands of women.
Money at the international level, money at the regional level, money at the national level, at the village level. But when it comes to the woman, money is her past. Money is her answer. Money is power. It is well known if we use our vote as women to vote gender-sensitive women and make gender-sensitive men, which two of those must be capable, we shall stop begging.
Also on Monday, Begum Khalifa Zia, Bangladesh's Prime Minister, called for the General Assembly this year to give priority to creating a new post of Deputy Secretary General in charge of Women's Affairs, as well as a commission that would make specific proposals on implementing the platform for action that the conference is expected to adopt. From the First World Conference on Women in Beijing, this is Diane Daly reporting for UN Radio.